We're in Simin Shin Gimel. We're up to Sif Chaf, and we'll be doing Chaf through Chaf Dalet. Sif Chaf, Habanas Ktana Shenofim Oznaim Kedei Losas Behem Nizomim Kishi Yigdalu. Little girls that have their ears pierced so that when they grow up, they'll have earrings. Ukedei Shelo Yisosmu Anakovim, and in order to keep the holes from closing up again, Noslim Behem Kismim, they put these little pieces of wood in them. They're allowed to walk out with them. That is, they're considered bottle to the goof. So too, if they put strings in them, that's mutter. Im einam tzvuim, with the condition that they are not colored, because then they're choshuv. And once they're choshuv, let them still be a tachshit. The answer is that's something they'll take out and they'll show and end up carrying. Avalim Svuim Aser. If they're colored, then that is Aser. And Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham Shita, who says that in a place where women cover their ears, married women cover their ears, so there would be no Iser in even having colored strings there. But the Bir Halacha brings that in many Rishon, and the Mashmos is that's only earrings, because they're actually closed shut tight. That's where Chazal didn't Aser it. But strings that can easily come out, even though she normally covers her ears, Chazal where goes, or even in a married woman who does cover her ears. Siv Chaf Aleph, Nyotzis Isha Ru'ulo, V'ushim Atefes Kol Rosha Chutz Mi Haponim. A woman who wears a veil, very much like what women in the Arab countries wear. So it says here, Matefes Kol Rosha, her whole head except for her face. The grub brings down that they would cover their whole face except for their eyes. Anyway, since that's a lavush, that is considered clothing, the halacha is its mutter. Siv Chav Beis, Porefes, Pirish Kosheris, Bishabis, Ala Egos, Ala Evin, Shechato Lekach V'yotzes Bo. What is this? There are countries where women wear some kind of it's a cloth that they wrap around themselves, and the way it keeps shut is that it's got a string at the end of it with a weight. And then they throw the weight over their shoulder, and that's holding it down. So what do they use as a weight? So it says here that she can use a nut, a stone that she was miyachid lakach, that she prepared for before Shabbos, v'yotzes bo. But to use a coin, osur lifrof b'Shabbos, delav bar tiltulhu, v'lo mahani be'yichud, that is muktzamach b'zgufo, we'll see in Shinches, and yichud does not help. Tim parful of me erev Shabbos mutter losos beber Shabbos, but if she used it on erev Shabbos, then it's mutter. So the halach is like this. These really are muktzah halachas. The halach is first of all a stone, a coin. Unlike a nut, which is food, they are considered muktzah machmas gufo. They are considered as not being kalim, and they're muktzah on Shabbos. Coins and stones cannot be moved for any purpose on Shabbos. What happens if someone goes and he's miyachid one of these things for Shabbos? The halacha is like this. If you take any object that's muktzah machmas gufo, and before Shabbos you say, I'm going to use it tomorrow, the only way that would be able to extricate it from the halachas of muktzah is if it's the kind of thing that people often use for that purpose. So say over here, if you're talking about small round stones were used for this prefa, for holding down the garment. Consequently, if someone on Erev Shabbos says, I want to use this tomorrow, that is yichud for Shabbos achas, and the halacha is that will make it non-muktzah. But if you take an oddly shaped stone, that would not normally be used for this, the fact that you are miyachid on Erev Shabbos is not enough. You would have to miyachid at li'olam. You'd have to say, this is going to be the stone of my garment. Only then would it be mutter. However, if you used it on Erev Shabbos, you put it in position, you actually tied it to the clothing and used it once before Shabbos, then that is good enough. In the case of a coin, people do not use coins to hold down their clothing. Therefore, if you set aside a coin from Erev Shabbos and said, this is what I'm going to use tomorrow, that is not good enough. If you said this coin is no longer going to be used for money, this coin is now going to be permanently be used for prefa, the halacha is that would be mutter. Also, if you used it on Erev Shabbos, there the halacha is that it already becomes part of the beged and is mutter. Now the Mishnah Berurah a little bit later also says that even though this is something that women wore, if a man decides to wear it, the halacha is that it's mutter for him also. Apparently, in some countries, men also wore those. Chav Gimel, im hoyse tzricha lotzi egos livna. What happens if she wanted to carry a nut for her child? Uparfalov kedei lotzio. So what did she do? She used this to hold down her clothing. This way she'll be able to carry in the street. And when she gets to the kid, or when the kid needs it, she'll take it out and use it as a nut. So the halacha is, im rishus harabim osir. To an actual rishus harabim, it's osir, it's rishus harabim deraisa. V'im lekarmel is mutter. Where if it's only a drabanon, then it's mutter. The reason is, as a gzera, it looks as if she's just maremes. It looks as if she's just playing a game for the sake of carrying on Shabbos. So they only asked it in a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, not in a Carmelis. Mirtz Hashem will later learn exactly what the laws of Rosh Hashanah and Carmelis are and what our streets are. Siv Chav Dalad, Yotza Be'Evin Tkuma. Pirish Ha'orech Evin Yedua Shehish Al Isha Lo Tapil. This is a stone that is supposed to be a school against miscarriages. Uve Mishkol Sheshaklu Kenegdo. Also, a weight that you weighed something against, shalo tapil, these things prevent miscarriage. Vafilo nisabra adayin, even a woman who was not expectant, she is still allowed to wear it just in case it will be nogea. So this stone was something that women wore, and today I understand it's back in style. The weight was something where you wanted to weigh something, and you put it on the scales, and it ended up being the exact weight of this weight. So it was a weight that you were shokel keneged, and it came out just perfect. That is supposed to be a skula against miscarriage. And therefore, if a woman wears that on Shabbos, we give it a din of a takshit without any chashas, and it's not considered carrying on Shabbos. So once again, in places where women still wear this, it would be mutter.